Adele is the first female chief prosecutor in Maricopa County history. The board of five voted unanimously to appoint her Thursday morning. Before casting his vote, board member Jack Sellers said it had a pool of very talented candidates, but Adele was the best choice.
I think she will serve our constituents well, the county, and justice well. I look forward to working with her.
Adele is a graduate of ASU's Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law and has at least 20 years of legal experience, including serving as deputy county attorney. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Alistair, Adele is the new top prosecutor in the state's largest county. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors selected the former deputy county attorney yesterday to replace Bill Montgomery, who's now a state Supreme Court justice. A nonprofit consultant, Adele is a former deputy county attorney who went on to serve as chief administrative law judge for the Arizona Department of Transportation and general counsel for the Arizona Department of Child Safety. Here to offer perspective on Alistair Adele is criminal defense attorney Craig Penrod. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
So you've tried a number of cases against Adele when she was a prosecutor in the vehicular crime unit. You saw the list of candidates. How did you feel about her actually getting this position?
Well, I was glad to see it. When I saw the list of candidates, and no disrespect to any of the other candidates, I thought Alistair was the best pick. I have no idea how they pick, but when I heard that she got the selection, I was glad to see it.
What to you stands out from what you've seen in court that makes you think she'll be a good county attorney?
Well, she's the consummate professional, and in my dealings with her, she was always straightforward, honest. I could take her word for things. When we went to trial, she was going to be really well prepared, but I didn't have to worry about any shenanigans or anything going on, that we were going to try the case on the merits, and she was going to be fair.
Well, some people have had a lot of concerns with the way Bill Montgomery's run that office for the years he's been there. Do you think that she will address some of those? Do you think she can address some of those?
Well, I think so, because one of the things that I think will help the office is that Alistair was a seasoned trial attorney. And I think from a morale point of view, with the other lawyers in the office, she can relate to what their caseloads are, because she carried caseloads like that. And she's always been a person that is accessible, willing to listen to people. I know that when she got the appointment to the administrative law position with the motor vehicle division, she went out of her way to contact people who she knew were experienced in dealing with those hearings, and solicited input, saying, you know, you guys tell me how, again, that included police officers, lawyers like myself. You guys, if you could think of things, tell me what I can do to improve the office. And so that's sort of her attitude about things. So I think she'll bring that to the county attorney's office.
One of the issues that has been so sort of synonymous with her predecessor, Bill Montgomery, was criminal justice reform, in the sense that he was not a huge fan of it. Given the state's incarceration rate, where it ranks in the country, do you anticipate that Adele will change that? Maybe the position of the county attorney's office will change on the issue of sentencing reform, criminal justice reform?
I think she will, because I think she'll solicit input from the stakeholders in the industry, or not industry really, but in the system, and she listens, and I believe she'll surround herself with the best people in the office and take their advice at times.
As you said, you don't know what happened with the process. Even though we've heard some information, we don't know exactly what happened. But any indication to you, any thoughts about a message, and I say that gently, that maybe the people on the Citizen Committee or the Board of Supervisors were trying to send? Do you expect her to be dramatically different, at least in countenance, than Bill Montgomery?
Oh, I definitely do. I think, obviously, in view of the controversies that the county attorney's office has faced in the last couple of years, I think her personality will be perfect for trying to clear up those misconceptions and assuage the concerns of some of the people who work at the county attorney's office. I think she'll listen. I don't think she'll put up with any kind of nonsense. She's just not that type of person. But she is somebody that you can talk to, and I think that's really important.
What to you is the significance of her being the first female Maricopa County attorney?
You know, I've dealt with female prosecutors for so many years. I've never really thought of much difference there. But I do think that, especially in view of some of the specific problems that they've had in the last couple of years, it's a good idea to have somebody like her in the office and giving a female perspective on things, because, you know, there were issues in the county attorney's office about, you know, kind of a male, occasionally misogynistic attitude.
All right. That's criminal defense attorney Craig Penrod offering his perspective on new Maricopa County Attorney Alistair Adell. Craig, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.